Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
We're rolling.
All right. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. It's a new year. It's a Tuesday. Yeah. Ooh. You know, you were saying there's two Friday the 13th this year,
Vinny. Uh-huh. One this month and one in October.
Yeah. I really like Friday the 13th. They feel like days where anything could happen.
Days of danger.
Yeah. Days of danger.
Yeah. Well, I think that it, in reality, you see people who go... They take the number 13 and they're attracted to it because of its sort of dark.
Right, because people are triskaidekaphobic.
So I think that's not a surprise. There's always someone who's like, oh, black lipstick? That makes sense to me.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
But then, you know, there they are.
I like weird color. I was watching this J-Lo thing and she had on yellow lipstick. And at first it's jarring. Oh, and then it was green. All different colors, but like a day glow yellow. And it was kind of like, as I was watching, I'm like, that is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, for a music video or for a performance for a singer, I can see it.
But like going to Safeway.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Right. Like, oh man, what's up with that chick with the yellow lipstick on? All right, so let's see.
What happened at your house? What were you going to tell us? From the air, you were like, oh, we got crazy over the vacation.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding about that.
Yeah, stunt sex.
No. That was Vinny who was doing stunt sex. He said stunts, that he did stunt sex.
Oh, here's J-Lo with yellow lipstick on.
Oh, geez, look at you go.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, like, why does that work for her?
Because she's also
no
tanned.
One else?
No, look at her cheeks. There's yellow up there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's completely...
Yellowed out.
There's got a lot of makeup on there.
Yep.
Tons.
Look at that. She's actually got, like, a stripe of almost, like, silvery white down her nose.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
God,
she's good
hot.
Looking.
Yep.
All right, distraction.
Okay. Anyway, back to the things that we've done since 2022. We had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
12/20/22. Lots of twos. That's good.
Yeah.
Because she's number two girl.
Yeah.
Number three overall.
Right.
I have a question.
Sure.
Shoot. Did you at what point in the pregnancy did you have to stop having sex? Because we were just talking about the 6 weeks that are
all right.
But usually you've already stopped leading. I mean, I love those women that are like, oh, no, we still do it. It was great. Yeah, we're fine. That's great. That person's, mm-hmm. you know, impressive. Most women are like, I feel beyond fat, mm-hmm. uncomfortable. I can barely breathe. I can't move. You know what I don't want? Your dick in me.
Oh. Mm.
So, like, that's often how that...
Yeah. Sarah has another follow-up question before I even answer. Go ahead, Sarah. Do you want to...
First of all, I hear audio.
Yeah,
oh,
I hear something
Alex.
Under the bleeding
Alex.
Through.
God damn it.
Sorry about that.
Secondly,
before I even answer the
pregnancy, dicking you. She lost it.
Answer Vinny's question first. With Cameron's pregnancy, I think we went for longer. She was also 2 weeks late, too. And I think that the, you know, it was like encouraged to kind of What do you call it?
Yeah, I
to move it along.
I'm telling you, they say all these things like you can or whatever, and then you're actually in bed, and your person's like, pull my arm. Pull my arm. I need to get, I can't roll over. Pull on me. Like, you're just all, Jesus.
That was
man.
More like this pregnancy for Anita. Yeah, she was a little bit more
heavy. And
she came along a little faster. Sarah, go ahead. Your hands up.
When you were pregnant with your second kid, you stood on a stool in the shower.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And
that
she was able to stand up.
Yeah.
And not have, she could just stand there and let the belly hang and could blow you.
Yeah.
Did you try that?
Is there the question of that?
Did you try that?
No, we actually have one of those, and I love that story too. I think about it here and there.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, I know.
Have another kid.
Well, you know, we don't need to be pregnant for her to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
We haven't done that. Yeah, I never stand on that too. It seems kind of dangerous, actually.
Well,
it's like all stone, you know.
Yeah,
a stone bench in there or something.
Yeah, it's like a stone bench.
It's slippery. It's the typical shower stuff where you've got to, you know.
Don't put shampoo on it before you stand on it.
Right.
Keep your feet flat.
Everything's glass.
Don't
everything
lean
grab
the wrong
glass,
way.
You know?
I was able to put my hands on both sides, so I had a good hold.
Pro move there. Yeah.
Pro move.
You shouldn't hold on to the shower head either. That could just fall right off, I'm sure. Especially with my weight. A big boy.
You feeling a little fat?
I think I'm heavy. I'm a little heavy. I've always been kind of big boned, though, so...
Boned? You know,
big boned.
It's called big boned. It's a thing. I say that, all right?
Boned?
I know it's just boned, but I've been saying that since I was a kid. Big boned, all
it's
right?
Like, it's like lingering.
Nowadays,
it's
we
like
say what we want to say.
And boned. Got it.
Big no,
boned.
Actually, we don't. Nowadays, people bitch at you till you stop.
For saying anything.
They bitch at you into submission.
We have some listeners that I'm friends
that.
With on Pokemon. And, and he changes the name of all his walking buddies to Nowadays. No, it's him. Oh, it just cracks me up.
I'll never live that down.
Well, it must be, you know, I really think that you've incorporated it into the vocabulary of the Bay Area.
There's nothing wrong with you know, something you've done living on. That's
boned.
Actually cool.
Boned is a new thing now.
Boned.
Yeah. You know what? I bet you there's a Bay Area person out there that goes, I say the same thing. All my high school friends said it too. He's big boned. Seriously.
All right.
So you got it from somebody else. You didn't make that up.
I'm sure I did. I'm not sure about the lingering, but I've always said lingering, even since high school. And I mean that.
I remember hearing you say it, and I was just like, he doesn't fucking know what that is.
I know what lingerie is. I just call it lingering because it's spelled like that.
It is.
That's all.
You're not a lingerie girl, are you?
No.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
You have?
Sure.
What'd you wear?
Well, you know, like the little...
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Just like the bra cup with the drape and like little boy shorty kind of thing.
Oh, so you didn't put on pantyhose with the what are those things called?
The little stocking holders, whatever they're called. No, like a lace-up bodice with the hang down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are those called? There's a name for that with those kind of...
It's not stirrups. That's something totally else.
But it's like a
garter belt or something.
A garter belt.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yep.
Give me
garter belt.
Yeah, no.
Anita does all that, right?
She used to. We haven't done that in a long time.
Well,
it's been a couple
now.
Years.
Come on.
Yeah.
I've never really gone out with a chick that did that.
Oh.
I think that I have a type, and maybe they're just, that's part of that type, is that they're not real, I don't know, lingerie.
Tiny with stinky feet, no lingerie. That's it.
I like the lingerie.
That's Vinny's
you do?
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, of course Mayara does.
Of course.
She's all, look, I left a hole in the back for you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm curious.
Okay.
This is not,
go
I know
Niners.
Everyone's going to go, oh, Vin, bringing up buttholes again, but I'm not trying to, but it's,
but,
I have a,
but here you go.
But here I go. I had a friend who was talking to me, and actually, Capurro brought this up one time about bleaching buttholes.
Yeah, 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 bleaching buttholes.
Okay, and I thought, that's ridiculous. Like, what kind of person goes in and has the sensitive skin in the middle of their butt bleached? For what purpose? Like, what is...
Where would you even go to get that? Do you go to, like, an esthetician?
I don't know, but
Ace Hardware.
Oh.
Stupid.
Bottle of bleach, got it.
So I have a friend who was like, oh yeah, I have this girlfriend, and we were they're very sexual in the beginning of a relationship, and he was saying, I talked to her about getting her butthole bleached, and I was like, who the fuck actually brings that up? Are you kidding me? You actually said that to someone you're with, and he said, well, yeah, I mean, I think it looked great. And I'm like, why would anybody ever do that? Well, because it would look cuter. And I was just like, ugh.
You know, it's a butthole the whole time.
If a girl asked you to bleach your butthole, would you do it?
Or your balls.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
I really need your balls to be less weird, like, brown.
So anyway, I don't mean to set you up in such a way that it's going to make you look bad, but what I'm saying is that something that you have considered, or do you look at certain BHs and go, that one's hotter?
The dermatologist is where you go, by the way.
Oh, dermatologist. Oh,
really? A dermat? You go, I would like my asshole bleached?
Yeah, there are spas and salons, but I think that wouldn't be recommended, you know?
Yeah, you should go to a doctor, it feels like.
You shouldn't do it at all.
I agree.
What are you talking about?
I
don't worry
that.
About that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that seems so...
I think, you know, when you talk about the female form and how you love it and stuff, like, I love women how they are. Like,
me too.
Yeah, so...
And that can be a very colorful area, that whole area. Like, people get really bummed out.
I love the color.
Yeah.
Like, bring it on.
When you see, like, when you see porn, I'm always looking at that and going, Jesus, like, are they getting everything bleached? Like... I guess because, like, all the hair is gone, and I don't know, but that skin can just be a wide, wide, in real life, a wide variety of colors, and it just feels... Mm-hmm.
And should be.
Yeah,
and that's what's beautiful. Right, that's what's beautiful.
I feel like it's the same color as usually the nipple. Is that right, or is that just an assumption that is kind of off base?
It's really not.
You know, like, you know, nipple can be really bright colored and also...
Well, this
really
is what
colored.
I would... Yeah, this is what I'd say to that. I've certainly been with paler... women who definitely have a more pink areola, and they might be more pink downstairs too, but I would never, there was never any kind of like, oh, I need it to be this or that. And I've certainly heard people say, oh, I don't like, and I think, how are you, what? So you get a girl's top off, and if her areola's too big, you're not into her?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, how big is it?
Big!
What are we talking about here?
Big, like a big, you know, salami-sized areola.
Well, salami is one thing. Bologna is getting big.
Oh, pepperoni is, you know.
Pepperoni's cute. Yeah. Pepperoni's cute little nipple. But.
But what?
I don't know. It does feel like the person who's really worried about that is the girl. Like.
That's what I'm saying. If you say that to a girl, like, I'm doing you from behind and I'm looking at your butthole and I wish you'd bleach it. Talk about creating some kind of, pardon me, some kind of like head trip.
Well, now she's got to squat over a mirror, take a look at that thing for herself. And then you could be like, oh, see how it's kind of, you know, it's sort of brownish red. I don't know. It'd be better if it didn't have any tinge to it.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that. Most people don't probably look at their butthole.
Like, I'm sure he's just taking pictures and then sends it to her. Like, hey, you can improve.
You're so smart. Is that what you do?
That's not what I do, but, you know. In a situation like that, I'm assuming that's what he would do.
I don't know. I don't know what the... I was very surprised to hear someone I knew actually have it, like the ball. balls on some dudes to bring you have a naked lady doing you all kind of different ways, and your response is, "I wish her butthole was whiter."
Yeah, it just feels wrong.
Right. If anything, there's character in some coloration.
I agree with that. It's what makes each area its own special area. Well, and it's, you know, because, like, you always hear about, like, ladies who go in and get, like, their labia chopped down stuff. Those can't get in the way, I suppose.
No, they can't. They're
they
perfect
could,
the way.
They
no,
might get
you
folded
just...
up wrong or something.
Yeah, but you can just...
Oh, really? Just reach under there and,
just
like,
pull
in a business
out.
Meeting?
You're saying the pull apart, right?
No, I'm not talking about in a business... Your areola or your labia are so flappy that they bother you in a business meeting?
Well, I'm saying, sometimes you see some of those labia in, like, porns and stuff, and it's specific to, like, large labia ladies.
I can see,
you know, the meat curtains.
Yeah.
You want the labia, you need the labia to be out of the way when you push through. You don't want to push
them. Sure, you wouldn't want, because that can be, that can
right.
happen.
Right, so I could see there being like a, let's make sure we get a clean, you know, entrance, but, and that can be done by just pulling on the butt cheek a little.
And I bet that labia also adds texture to the feeling.
It's like
after,
a soft
after you've entered and you exit and come back, you know, you just need a certain amount of lubrication for that, whether it's natural or,
I think it's,
you
know, pretty. Yeah. So pretty.
It's all great.
I'm into it.
Starving.
All right. That's back to the question. So guys stopped doing it.
Yeah, I've done it in a while.
And then.
Yeah. So how long?
How do you have fucking time to jerk off? To be honest, it's fucking depressing. I'm like, shit, dude. God,
that's too bad.
Yeah. I've been fully with Cameron, you know, and then when I'm not with Cameron, I'm over there helping with the diaper changes because Anita's busy. I mean, she's not sleeping, barely, and luckily, you know, she's able to do that. But I was supposed to be, you know, partnered up and taking this tag team in with the baby. Because I'm a professional diaper changer. I'm going to get quick, slide under the old one.
Yeah, you keep telling us that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at that. And I actually take pride in it. I'm good at that. Oh. And I'm fast at it. And so I was doing it all the time in the hospital. I was like the main guy over the nurses. And then I get home.
Well, they're barely tooting anything out at that point, right?
Yeah.
They just have this weird discharge. Yeah. It's like they're seedy sometimes and yellowish and stuff. But you know, it's all the same when you get home. I mean, sometimes it's messier than others. But it's just sad that once I got home, it was like, no happy family. You know, let's go to opposite sides of the building. And, you know, everybody stay away from each other. Mask up. Sucks, man.
Does suck. Well, you don't want that. That just makes everything harder if the baby's sick. Or Anita.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. Especially.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We're still, I mean, I realize, especially for single people or whatever, you've sort of gone back to normal. And yeah, you probably keep getting sick because that's what happens when you leave the house now, apparently. But people with kids, man, everything's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Every vacation is, oh, well, we got sick. Now vacation's canceled.
Yep.
Instead of that happening to us, we pulled the kids out early. And so we didn't get sick. But then our daycare lady got sick. So we were torpedoed that way. It sucks.
We got sick, and you know, we're with Anita's parents in the hospital. Then her parents go home and test positive the next day after they're with us for COVID. I'm like, what the
fuck?
So we're sick as fuck, and we're thinking, oh shit. So now I'm like testing my daughter. Yeah, I tested like crazy.
But you weren't?
I'm negative, but I feel like I have the same symptoms as the last time, which was not COVID either. So,
well,
don't
forget the flu and the cold are going around too.
That's the RSV thing, whatever that is.
Stupid.
Yeah. Anyway,
get out of here, Rick.
It's hard to plan stuff when you are dealing with that.
Okay, but back to the original question, which is how far into the pregnancy was the last time you?
Oh, we did it at like probably close to 9 months, around 9 months ish.
Oh,
yeah, and I made her come too. Like, it was a point. Because the thing is, I'll tell you something. Like,
you know what? Let me just tell Sarah, stop it right now.
Please, Vinny, tell her.
She does that on purpose.
She's done that
to me so many times. Oh, yeah, we can't fake that. I'm like, why would you?
Some girls, I'm sure, do fake it. You see, Anita, does she seem like an actress to you? she's genuine for the most part. And
she's got movie star good looks. I'll give you that.
She wouldn't lie to me, I don't think. I mean.
Well, she doesn't want to hurt your feelings, and she wants it to be over, so, you know.
Well, if she's faking it, you know, I'll tell you, she's doing a damn good job. So,
Anyway, I made it a point.
Okay,
to like,
anyway, so you made her come. Go on.
Yeah, we did it in 9 months. That was the question.
Nine months.
Uh-huh. But it was like more of the beginning of the 9 months. 9 months, Mark. Okay. It's probably like
at the
beginning
end
of December.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, beginning of December. So yeah. you're only at a month. You're all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to get some me time.
It's all right. You know, what are you going
to
do?
Well, once Cameron's healthy, she's going back to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then yeah. You'll have some, things will be easier once she can go back to school.
Yeah, things will be easier. It's all in the up and up. This too shall pass.
You know, did I already tell you guys that I went on like a vibrator hunt?
No, this is classic. Let's hear it.
It's not classic.
It is.
So a month ago when we did Alice in Winterland,
yeah.
You know, we got that hotel. So we were going to have some hotel sex.
Yeah.
And we get down there and we're like, I don't know, halfway down there. And I'm, you know, trying to get them all dirty, talked up and...
Oh, driving to the venue, you're like,
well, you know, you just
pre-gaming.
Pre-gaming. Like, and then I realized that I didn't bring my vibrator, which is fine. I can figure it out, but it's just so much easier and so much better and just really what I want. I, you know, my fingers, they're not reliable anymore. It's just, you know, whatever.
You're used to your vibrator.
I'm
is what it is.
I'm using my fucking vibrator. Right. I want my vibrator. So I'm like, fuck. So we get into San Jose and then I'm looking for like Walgreens and CVS's and we go to like three different places and one of them is like just an empty lot. Like, it clearly was something at one point. So now we've driven to now. I'm like, all right, we'll go over here. And then that one, there was like a weird river that, like, you couldn't. I'm like, to get to this thing, we have to go, like, 100 miles out of the way to get around to the other side.
Oh.
And finally, we find
San Jose, like it's a bridge. Look into it.
Yeah, or something, right? I don't know. It was like a big construction zone. It was kind of near. I was trying to find places near the hotel. We finally find a Target.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
And I'm like, they've got to have a vibrator.
So you guys are on a vibrator
hunt.
Yeah.
So we go into the, you know, into like the personal care area and I find the Tampax. And
he doesn't drop you off like at the door and then circle in the parking lot. He goes in with you.
Well, he was. He went in and got some waters. And,
oh, okay.
You know,
all right.
Whatever.
Sure.
And he sends me off to go. Because I'm telling you, like at my Rite Aid, I would go in there and just in that hole where the lube and the condoms are, there's also little,
yeah,
little pocket rockets.
Walgreens right. are like that too.
$8. Yeah. yeah. All the right. All mm-hmm. the big chains, right? So we finally find out. I'm like, it's Target. Of course they'll have
something.
They'll have something. So I go in there. And I'm looking, and I find all the normal things, and I'm like, and no vibrators, nothing. And I'm starting to like stew about it, right? Because now we're aggravated, and we're in like rush hour-ish traffic, and we've all this other stuff to do. And now I'm gonna still have to fuck him before we go off to this to do the work that I gotta do.
God forbid,
I'm so sorry.
You just let your husband love you.
Ugh. So I'm getting kind of mad because I'm like. This is like such, it's so typical that of course there's tampons and there's condoms and there's lube and all, you know, whatever, boner pills, whatever.
But what about the clit?
But what about the fucking clit? What about it? You know, how it's,
you're
I,
so
it just
crafty
made
though,
me
Sarah.
So
Could
mad.
You make something up?
Really?
Like, what
well,
about like
my
an
phone,
electric toothbrush?
Right? I get my, put my
call
phone.
My
you know, there's
phone.
An, there's
also call me again.
Call me again. Call me again.
There's an app for that. You can download an app that keeps the vibration constantly on.
Well, I don't really want to stick my phone in my coochie what? Either. Right. So you
wrap
know,
it in
whatever.
A plastic
so what happened?
Bag first.
So we didn't get one. And
did you do it?
Yeah. And I go, all right. Well, we'll just try. And but I was just so frustrated and so like
you can't get off if he licks your pussy.
No, I was. You know, no. It wasn't.
That's
it
why you're so
it.
Snappy that
I know,
night.
I can, but I was fucking stressed out and all in my head because honestly, I needed to take a shower and do my hair and get this shit together and then go and eat the food and go to the freaking
right.
place and do all the stuff, right? So I have all that on me. I can't like concentrate. It was really not fun for me. You loved it. It came all over my tits. But it was not, so, and I certainly wasn't going to like, fake it, and I just was like, "Just for you, just go. What do you want? I'll do it. Just tell me what."
Hurry up!
Fuck me over.
I have a question.
What is it?
Actually, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
The first question is. Actually, there's now I'm
so
all over
questions.
The place. There's so many questions. Okay,
we're running short on
time.
The
first question is: do you regret ever getting a vibrator because now it has created a better or more
no.
So you think that
I love my vibrator. It's fucking great.
I knew a lady that I hung out with that was like, I'm good with my fingers and a cock. I'd rather do that. And I kind of thought like
are actually logistically better. Like when you think about being able to get your hand between yourself and
mm-hmm.
the other person.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be. He didn't need to leave room.
Right.
It is, like, better access. Like,
but I do think that once you've created what a vibrator can create, everything else is just a little less then.
It's still good. It can be good. But it wasn't that night. Oh, and I asked about the... I was like, hey, so... You know, trying to, like, get someone to... tell me, what do you got those things locked up in the back or something?
Oh, at the Target.
Yeah. And that was, just like, to add, like, just insult to injury. Like, she wasn't picking up what I was putting down. And I just had to come out and go, do you have any vibrators?
Aye,
the whole store stops and looks over.
I didn't say it that mean. In my head, it was that mean. But, and she's like, no, we don't have those. I'm like, you're fucking Target. Come on.
Come on. Okay, let me ask. Another question. Does John prefer to pull out and come on you?
Yeah, he does not because he's incredibly sensitive. Right, the head is super sensitive. Right as he comes, and if he would have to hold perfectly still inside me, or it can actually be like it's too much, it's painful. So he likes to get out and shoot, and then he can still get at it. Or I can, you know, whatever.
Right,
But no contact. No, he doesn't want, like, your mouth on the head or anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Really sensitive.
Okay.
Which is, I can relate. I mean, once you've come, like, your clit is super, like, it's almost electric.
Stimulation.
All right, let me ask the boys. come inside the vagina or outside by choice? Like, I mean, I'm sure you've done both. Uh-huh. You can do both. I'm asking you, what is your move? Like, if you're left to your devices, you coming inside or do you want the visual of coming on her face?
I think it's
or
all
in
the mood for me. I'm 50-50.
Depends on if I'm trying to make a baby or not.
Same. It's, yeah, I think it's just what I'm in the mood for. I like to switch it up. So, yeah, sometimes I like to do it that way and then, you know, inside and then.
Sometimes you're at just the right angle, whatever, everything's great and you're inside and you don't want that to stop.
The last thing I want to do is pull out. I will. And I can, and I have, and there is some joy in, you know, coming on someone's butt or whatever, or tits. Or
yeah, I also, I prefer it to not, it's great that he doesn't, because standing up gravity.
Like, what do you mean?
It leaks out.
Oh, see, you know what's funny is Christina will go to the toilet and go pee, and it comes out, and she feels like, now I don't have to shower. When I splooge on her, she's like, oh, God damn it, now I got to shower.
Well, you got to get that off you.
Right.
We do it in the shower most of the time, though. So.
No, we never do that.
Or, like, I'm just get out of the shower, my hair's still wet, and we do stuff, and then I'm like, let me just go rinse off real quick, I'm already wet. Let's get a little soap on that. Where'd you go? Can you check my back? Did I get it all?
But I knew a lady who said this was her talking to the girl I was with at the time, so I just heard it by association at the table.
You eavesdropped, got it.
Well, I wasn't trying to. I was just there. But she was saying that he has to come on her face. Like, that's his thing. He has to. Ugh. And I'm just like, what is
squeeze
that?
Squeeze those eyes shut.
Like, what is the thing that everybody's got a kink, right? Whatever their thing is. I guess I don't, really. But that was his thing. Has to see it splash her face.
Yeah. Like,
it's a fun thing.
Well,
open your mouth, stick out your tongue.
John likes to see it shoot into my open mouth. Like he from that far away. He likes that I have a look on my face like, my eyes squeeze closed. No. I don't want
to. No.
And that's where we exit.
The end.
The end. Bye. Perfect.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom. You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.